halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
I didn't say 11,000, 1,100, 11. I said 11 million bits of information per second. Per second are in your subconscious mind. You have a data bank in your subconscious mind. Listen to me. 11 million bits of data per second. Tell somebody, you bad. Yeah. See, we limit, in our humanness, we limit who we are to our education or the lack of the education or this experience. This is not the real you. There's a you beyond this human experience that was before the foundation of the world and that will be after all this. Amen. Because you are an eternal being created in the image and likeness of God. Animals are not like God. Animals are instinctive. Think about it. They do everything off of instinct. Now, they mess with animals and DNA and all that today, and a lot of crazy stuff going on, but in the original form and purpose, animals will act like animals. A dog is going to be a dog. A snake is going to be a snake. Amen. They act instinctively because that's how God made them. Amen. But God made you with an ability to create. With an ability to imagine. Amen. Animals ain't imagining. You ain't never seen no dog sitting up thinking about what we're going to do next week. No. A dog going to be a dog. No matter how we train them, it's still a dog. But you have been given an ability to imagine. In other words, a co-laborer with God in designing the future. Amen. Hello. Amen. But a lot of future has been designed through a dirty filter. And so perhaps currently where you are doesn't line up with where the Bible says you should be or could be. Because of the filter. But we getting ready to do some maintenance on the filters. Amen. That's all it takes. It doesn't take. You're already saved. Amen. All it takes is some tweaking. Some adjusting. Amen. You know, to get a filter out, you know, at home in air conditioning, all you have to do is go up there and move them little things and let the thing drop and pull the filter out. Change the filter. It'll don't take you long. A couple minutes. Tell somebody this is gonna be painless. Yes. Amen. I'm working on you like a surgeon. Amen. With a laser. Amen. You're not even gonna know you were operated on. Amen. It's just that one day when you wake up, you're gonna realize I'm another person. Yes. My perspective has changed. Yes. I see the world differently. Yes. I'm not who I was just back then. Yes. Amen. Tell somebody it's time to shift. God told me 2018 is going to be a year of shift. Somebody's money's going to shift. Amen. I'm not talking about getting less and less. I'm talking about getting more and more. Amen. Amen. Somebody's relationship's going to shift. Amen. Amen. I'm not talking about getting less and less. But I'm talking about getting more and more abundant. Amen. Somebody's health is going to shift. Amen. Hello? Amen. You're not going to get weaker and weaker. You're going to suddenly get stronger and stronger. Age has nothing to do with it. It's your spirit, man. There's a strength in your spirit that's got to be released. You've been carrying around for a long time and have never released some things because of traditional thinking, insecurities, faulty upbringing. All of us got stuff we were brought up in that we need to erase. Amen. Or let me say, replace. Amen. Somebody told you you was never going to amount to nothing. You're going to be just like your drunk daddy. Somebody. And that thing is in the back. Amen. But it's the filter. So anytime something good comes your way, it's filtered through that. And you can't even take a compliment. Amen. Because of that, that somebody deposited and told you in your formative years. Some of us think we're ugly. Well, ugly is an attitude. It's a behavior. It has nothing to do with physically. God made you physically who you are uniquely. Amen. You ain't supposed to look like nobody else.
Amen.
And who wrote the standard for beauty anyway? ZTTV be messing us up. Oh, that's beautiful. That's ugly. You look at some of the animals God made. Some of the fish. But by the standards and conditioning of our mind, we look and say, wow. To God, it's beautiful. You go up to the throne. There's some stuff around the throne with eyes all over it. Right up at God's throne, eyes everywhere. What you gonna do with that? But the way we get conditioned is ugly. We get ready to shift this stuff. The light gonna shine in places it ain't never shined before, because it's gonna shine out of you. It's not gonna be the light trying to shine into you. See, we've been governed by that long enough. It's time for us to govern that. Amen. Are you ready for it? Amen. Amen. We are past due. 11 million bits of information per second in your subconscious mind. Now, here's a extraordinary fact. 126 bits of that information reach your conscious mind per second. Out of the 11 million bits of information and data that are all the programs rolling around in your subconscious, all the potential that you could be, all that got, only 126 bits come to your mind. 90% of your behavior and your decisions are subconscious. Amen. Or unconscious. Amen. Like a sleepwalker. He know how to get to the refrigerator. In his sleep. He don't even remember. 90%, listen to me, this is neuroscience. 90% of your decisions and your behavior are from your subconscious. Only 10% of what you do is you are conscious of. I mean, you purpose to do it. Most stuff stems from subconscious programming. And see, some of the memories go way back to when you were 5.
Amen.
And something happened to you And now that you're 35, without consciously thinking about it, when you get into an environment or a situation, what was at five is governing how you respond. Amen. You got insecure there, so now here you are, a grown man, grown woman, and you are responding with an insecurity. Amen. That stems from way at 5 years old.
Amen. Amen.
Even though you want to change, even though you know that ain't the best.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes you're not even aware of it, but you're governed by that. Our mission, our objective, is to reprogram or to deal with that stuff, that subconscious that's buried in our humanness, and filter it through the right filter. You know, when Abraham and Lot were very prosperous, there started strife. And Abraham said, let there be no strife between us. You know the story. You choose Lot and I'll choose the other. Lot cast his eyes toward the garden of God, toward Egypt, toward Sodom. He pitched his tent toward Sodom so that every day he would wake, leave out his tent door, he could look down toward Sodom.
Amen.
Even though it looked like a well-watered garden, he looked toward Sodom until Sodom became the dominant image. You are going in the direction of your dominant image.
Amen.
Whether it's good or bad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Where did Lot end up? In Sodom. Why? Every day he saw Sodom. Thought about Sodom. Imagined about Sodom until he was driven into Sodom. When Eve was deceived. Let me get that up on the screen again. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Eve was deceived by imaginations. And this is where the warfare lies. I really want you to get this. If you don't shout, if you don't nod, if you don't open your mouth, get it.
Amen.
You don't have to say amen. Just get it. Yeah. Get it in your spirit. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Look at that. The devil dropping a question on her. You see, there were no questions before this question. That's the first question.
Amen.
Period. There were no questions. Only statements.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live-streamed.